This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, New Orleans. It is time for Saints game day. Steve Geller, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele taking you to the Bud Light Countdown, the kickoff, which will start at 10 a.m. and then kickoff in MetLife Stadium between the Giants and Saints with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas on the call, happening at high noon. And hopefully it's a little bit warmer there today. I know the upper northeast area there is dealing with some chilly temperatures. We'll check in with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak in the second hour, get an idea of what it's like there in the stadium. I know MetLife has a tendency to have those swirling winds inside, so curious to know what the flags are up to today on top of those field goal posts as these teams get ready to square off. And, well, guys, not a very sexy matchup when you have a 4-8 squad versus a 2-10 New York Giants squad. But, you know, the playoff hopes and dreams are still slightly alive for the Saints. So we're still kind of invested in trying to win the NFC South. As, you know, I know it seems unlikely, but it's still possible.
You got to win this game. I mean, that's the
got to win
point.
One to win two, right?
You know, the Giants are so bad. They're 2-10. They're a disaster. And let's start with, you know, the injury update. Malik Nabers, what popped up, a hip flexor injury on Thursday. He didn't practice on Friday.
Yeah.
ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeted last night that he's going to try to play. It's a groin issue that's apparently been lingering for him, but he'll try to play versus the Saints this afternoon. But he's basically going to be a game-time decision. It's game warm-ups. They'll see how he's kind of feeling. And according to Schefter, who tweeted this morning, they're not going to be shutting him down for the year, basically. And he's been a gigantic bright spot. The former first-round pick out of LSU leads the team in basically every kind of receiving category as far as receptions and targets and yards. He's got 116 targets on the year, Steve. That's a ton, especially for a rookie. 75 receptions, 740 yards.
Feed your first-round pick, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's been the guy, right, on their offense, and their offense has really struggled this year. You know, we all know what happened with Daniel Jones and the quarterback situation. Drew Locke is going to be playing QB for them, just like he did on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. So their QB situation is no bueno. They're looking to the 2025 draft for their QB. But as far as Malik Nabers, it's been a stud for him. Tyrone Tracy, another rookie, the running back, has been really solid for him this year. But it's like, how many pieces do they really have that scare you, right?
Right.
And there's a reason that they're 2-10.
Looking at our LCMC Health update, LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. For the Saints, out this game is Nick Saldiveri. He's dealing with a knee issue. Also, Bub Means was limited on Wednesday and then didn't practice Thursday and Friday as he's trying to come back from an ankle issue. Saints being super cautious with him. He is also out for this matchup. Questionable for this game, Tano Passanio, who was a full go at practice all week. They're still being cautious with the defensive lineman as he's coming back from an Achilles injury. And then one I am anxious for today, Charlie and Cullen, Kendra Miller, the running back. Hamstring issue, was a full go at practice all week. He is questionable for this game, but I think you, me, everybody knows this is like do or die time for Kendry, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he has and what he can put on the field today, and if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, I used it for the Sunday Sports today when I was recording last night with the Kendry Miller. Darren Rizzi said it's been a very frustrating year for him, been a very frustrating year for the organization.
They want a training
camp. Very frustrating year for fans when it comes to Kendry Miller because they know the talent that the kid has. There's a reason they took him in the third round. He just can't stay healthy. So there was all this kind of buzz as well that he didn't think he deserved to be put on IR after suffering that hamstring injury, I believe, versus the Chargers. So apparently, I mean, Rizzi said it on the Saints coaches show this past week that he's quote-unquote chomping at the bit to get back, and he really wants to prove himself. And what better opponent to do against this Giants defense? The Giants defense is not good against the pass, and it's not good against the run. And once again, it's the reason that they're 2-10 this year.
Sadly, when, you look at yards per carry given up, the Saints and G-men are tied right there at the bottom of the NFL.
Yeah, but as far as total yards per game allowed, the Saints defense hasn't been good either. As you mentioned, ranks 25th in the NFL, 136 yards allowed per game. But the Giants are even worse. They're at 145.8 yards per game, which is 28th. So, you know, like you're hoping that the Saints' rushing attack can get some things going and the offensive line can kind of establish some dominance at the line of scrimmage,
right,
that Alvin can get going, and that Kendry, when Alvin needs to be spelled, Kendry can hop in and have a really nice day. This is a Giants defensive line that already wasn't good against stopping the run, but they lost their best run stuffer in Dexter Lawrence, their nose tackle.
Huge.
A superstar player. A guy that's great against the run and great against the pass, and now he's out for the season. He got placed on IR with an elbow injury that he suffered against the Cowboys, so I mean, that's a huge piece that they're missing on the interior defensive line. So the Saints kind of lucked out there, but you got to take advantage. If you're not going against that stud, like, you got to get some run game going. You got to get this run game established against, once again, a poor defensive line.
You know, I mentioned, obviously, Nick Saldivari was out for this game, but I didn't mention the Saints put out a roster alert yesterday that he has been placed on injured reserve. The guard, unfortunately, dealing with a knee issue. We'll see if he's able to return at the end of the year, but highly unlikely for him. They said it was a pretty significant knee injury that he was dealing with. The team also signed wide receiver Kevin Austin Jr. and Dante Pettis to the active roster, and they have waived guard Kyle Hergel. Also an injury update. The team downgraded defensive Antonio Passanio for out for this game, so he wasn't even questionable, so my fault there.
Yeah, no, he's still coming off the Achilles injury. He may be returning later on. Potentially as early as next week. The window opened for him, but they're still, as you mentioned earlier, Steve, being very careful with him.
I was curious to see if maybe Tano could get on the field coming down the stretch here just because the D-line has been really lacking in a pass rush and stopping the run, and I'm thinking any kind of
reinforcement,
you know, exactly, would help at this point. But it's questionable to see where he would fit in the rotation right now. You know, I'm still waiting to see a guy like, Isaiah Foskey get in the mix more, but that just hasn't happened either.
Yeah, he would carve out a role for sure, a veteran guy, but at the same time, coming off a major, like an Achilles injury, it's not a minor thing. So, yeah, give him some time, but he'll be back in. Once he is back, he definitely has a role on this defensive line because, I mean, yeah, as you mentioned, you're just kind of looking for a new face to kind of help things out because the defensive line has been one of the most disappointing parts of this team. The pass rush hasn't been good, and they haven't been good stopping the run.
And crazy, one of the most healthy.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why it's been so disappointing. So, but this is also not a good Giants offensive line.
Right.
Are you sensing a theme here? The Giants aren't good on the defensive line. They're definitely not good in the secondary. I remember we talked to Ryan Novinsky from NJ.com about this.
Yeah.
And he said their secondary has just been awful. And they're without Deontay Banks, who's probably their top corner, even though he's kind of underperformed this year. He's been their corner one, though. But he's not going to be playing in this game either with an injury. So an already bad secondary is without probably their best guy. Now, they have a couple pieces on defense, young pieces that are going to develop into good players, like Tyler Newbin, the safety out of Minnesota, something that Mike and I talked a lot about in the 2024 draft, pre-draft process, as some guy that we really, really liked. They scooped him up, so he's going to be good for them. But Deontay Banks out for this game as well. So that already kind of porous Giants secondary it's not going to be looking very good for this matchup.
You look at their, you know, the plus minus, the giveaway takeaway ratio is abysmal for them, and that's how you look at things. I think it's minus eight, minus nine.
Yeah, it's minus eight, which is 29th in the NFL.
Secondary, no interceptions this season. Just the linebacker has the one pick that the Giants have so far this year.
No, exactly. That's what I'm like. Their secondary is not very good, and they were hoping that Deontay Banks would be their number one corner. He's had kind of a down year. He was a former first-round pick. He's played pretty well in his career. But, I mean, they're without him as well. So who's going to be their cornerbacks in this game? Granted, the receivers that they're going against, you know, like Marquez Valdez-Scantling's really stepped up to be that wide receiver one for the Saints. But, I mean, outside of that, the receiving room leaves a lot to be desired without guys like Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave available.
Man, you mentioned MVS. Can he get a fourth straight game with a touchdown reception since coming to the Saints?
Yeah, keep on bringing those explosive plays, right? I mean, that's all he's done.
Definitely think Carr can test this secondary deep for sure.
Yeah, just throw it deep. I mean, Newbin's the one that you have to worry about at the safety position. But as far as the corners go, if MVS just does someone, yeah, give it to him deep.
I'm thinking, though, you mentioned obviously Alvin Kamara. I think he should have a pretty big game today. But if the Saints kind of have that foot on the gas for the most part, get a nice lead, a double-digit lead, I would hope you'd want to mix in a lot of Kendra Miller just to get him acclimated. I'm sure they're not going to give a ton of a workload to him, but he's got to be somebody, like you said, chomping at the bit. I've heard him talk about let the dog off the leash because everyone was joking about Darren Rizzi's got no doghouse. So
yeah.
I don't want to hear the excuses either of with whatever happened between him and Dennis Allen for him to go on injured reserve. Great, you're back now. Let's see it on the field, please.
Once again, the Saints are 5-point favorites on the road in this game.
Woof.
The Giants are not a good team. And they don't have a good run defense. So, Alvin Kamara, yes, I agree that he's going to get the bulk of the load. I would like to see Kendra get a really solid, like, just workload today. Just how many carries will he get? I'm not exactly sure. But if Rizzi knows, I mean, they know how well he looked at practice throughout the week because obviously he's good to go for this game. I think he's going to receive some kind of workload here. And I really hope it's a solid one because the Giants' rushing defense is near the bottom of the league. What better game to get him back acclimated to things than this run defense?
And you know that, obviously, Taysom Hill on injured reserve. We don't have him in the mix. You have really used Jamal Williams limited this season, so I'm not expecting his workload to jump that significantly either. So Kendra Miller's that dude. Plus, he's your young prospect that you want to see more from. We've seen everyone's talking about you've seen the flashes on the field. He has been good when he's been in action. How can you just stay on the dang field?
You give those carries to Kendra 10 times out of 10 over Jamal Williams. I'm sorry. Like, that's the guy that you used a third-round pick on. That's the guy that you're still waiting. You've seen flashes from when he's been healthy. And that's the guy that you want to see more from. You
want to
see
if he can. Two games this year, sorry, he's averaged, what, 5.8 yards a carry?
Yeah, you want to see if he can do it consistently. You want to see if he can stay healthy throughout a consistent NFL workload. Yeah, you give those carries to him over Jamal Williams.
What you doing this morning, Who Dat Nation? 504-260-1870. Want to hear from you in the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And woo, hoping for a better outcome today than we had on the football field for the rest of Louisiana this weekend. Tulane, Louisiana Lafayette, and Southern all losing in their conference championship games. It was a rough one. And pile on to that, the Pellies. A loss last night, and a Brandon Ingram injury. So we need some good news today.
Yeah, please beat the snot out of this Giants team. Like, yes, we need some good news. I agree with you, Steve.